Continuing with Peter Kropotkin. When I made a closer acquaintance with the working population and their sympathizers from the better educated classes, I soon realized that they valued their personal freedom even more than they valued their personal well-being. We trusted, and experience has proved that we were right, that social life itself, supported by a frank, open-minded criticism of opinions and actions, would be the most effective. And my interjection here, this is why they have to insert these paid folks in our midst in order to undermine this process, because he's right. It's obvious when you are able to think it through. It is by testing these ideas in open, frank discussion and debate that we develop the certainty that we need to organize forcefully, communally, collectively, globally. And so it is to undermine our certainty that they put folks in there to say, well, no, you haven't thought about this, you haven't thought about that. So we need these touchstones. We need to understand that power has been doing this successfully for quite some time. And that once we get on the same side with our bodies, to not let go that hold. Trust that connection to the earth. And it is fundamentally about connecting with our love. And we've talked a lot about what that means in the face of systematic infiltration and undermining. What it means is having a vision. Because once you have a vision, as power has shown us, it can survive setbacks. We have to just keep talking about it. We have the tools now to overcome those setbacks. So, testing these ideas, we get to certainty. Continuing with Peter, that testing these ideas would be the most effective means for threshing out opinions and for divesting them of unavoidable exaggerations. We acted, in fact, in accordance with the old saying that freedom remains still the wisest cure for freedom's temporary inconveniences. There is, in mankind, a nucleus of social habits, an inheritance from the past, not yet duly appreciated, which is not maintained by coercion and is superior to coercion. Upon it, all the progress of mankind is based. And so long as mankind does not begin to deteriorate physically and mentally, it will not be destroyed by any amount of criticism or of occasional revolt against it. These were the opinions in which I grew confirmed more and more in proportion as my experience of men and things increased. That is the truth. The more we get out there and work together with the purpose, that this is really key. It's not with the purpose of organizing a trade union or organize, unless that is a step along the way. But to organize consciously for a vision of the future is a whole nother thing. We haven't done that globally yet. So we have to trust, despite the many disappointments. It will happen now. If we don't get diverted from visioning what we want. Continuing with Peter, we understood at the same time that such a change cannot be produced by the conjectures of one man of genius, that it will not be one man's discovery, but that it must result from the constructive work of the masses. And I have to interject here again, because this has been a key way we have been undermined. This notion of the vanguard party and the this and the that and the masses are too stupid and blah, blah, blah. It is numbers. It is all of us together. That's why now that we have the means for big conversations, see, it is trusting each other that and being. It sounds so corny and I hate to say it. It's so cliche now. But it is literally by being the future that we want to see, which means we have to believe in each other. Enough with the hierarchy. Enough with the elitism that's inherent in this Very glamorous and romantic, I'm sure, vanguard notion. Continuing. But from the constructive work of the masses, and I prefer common folk, just as the forms of judicial procedure which were elaborated in the early medieval period, the village community, the guild, the medieval city, the man did his homework, right? And the foundations of international law were worked out by the people. Of course, we're never told that. Continuing, many of our predecessors had undertaken to picture ideal commonwealths, basing them sometimes upon the principles of authority and on some rare occasions upon the principles of freedom. But all that was preparatory work only. Unquote from Peter Kropotkin, Memoirs of a Revolutionist, written in 1897.